Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Monday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are expected to trade fully steady to firm on better buying interest and a slight tightening of supplies. Terminals are called steady to firm with tops from $31 to $37. Peoria called 50 cents to $1 higher today with a top price of $31. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, January 25th, negotiated swine purchases were 21,914. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $38.75 to $54.05. The weighted average, $49.60, a gain of 90 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $33.75 to $40.09. The weighted average, $38.63. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 23,766. The base price range was $38 to $57. The weighted average, $52.92, a gain of 57 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $26.32 to $41, and the weighted average was $38.94. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Ed, a little bit of warm-up, huh?
Yeah, we're getting some wild weather here. The storm system that produced a lot of rain in California, Southern California getting more rain last week than they did during their entire season last year. That system is pushing into the plains and will be moving across the Midwest Corn Belt. And ahead of it, strong southerly winds will bring up warmer air, unseasonably warm air, and also some moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. So we will see some scattered showers and thunderstorms around, especially tonight into tomorrow. A cold front will then knife through the area tomorrow afternoon, and that'll usher in colder air once again. So up and down on the temperatures. With this, there will be some more soil moisture. It looks like the system won't be organized enough that we're going to get heavy rain over a couple of days, but there could be some local downpours tomorrow as this frontal system comes through. So that could aggravate the soil moisture situation in places that are already saturated. But by and large, I don't think this is as bad as if we had a front stall over us. At least the front will come on through tomorrow. We could see some snow on the tail end of this tomorrow before it ends. Then we have another system on the maps, which all the maps are still not in agreement, but it could bring some snow to this area Thursday night into Friday. So that's something we'll have to watch carefully. And as we go into the month of February, it still looks like we'll have a somewhat active weather pattern setting up with fronts coming through every so often with a chance of rain or snow. And it looks like another system coming around the 4th or 5th of February. And then maybe a cold front with Arctic air behind it arriving late on the 7th into the 8th of February. So it does look like we will be back into more cool than warm, and we will not see an end of moisture. It looks like we'll be getting some systems through every so often. So that'll help recharge moisture. Just hopefully we won't get any more flooding. Now, as far as the southern hemisphere is concerned, taking a look at Brazil and Argentina, over the weekend, thunderstorms had the highest coverage over the areas that we thought would, and that would be the middle of the production areas of Brazil. That would include portions of Mato Grosso do Sul and the Paraná and Sao Paulo, southern Minas Gerais, southern Goiás, those areas, southern portions of Mato Grosso. They seem to be getting the bulk of the rain of late, and isolated thunderstorms occurred in some of the dry areas of eastern Argentina, and also temperatures weren't too bad over the weekend. Now, isolated thunderstorms should continue across most of Argentina this week, as there will be an upper air disturbance over Argentina, and there will be some locally heavy rains, but the coverage is not going to be great. So we're going to be seeing a hit and miss scenario, which means some fields will get very beneficial rains for increased yields, and other fields will still have some stress in Argentina. Over the last week or so, the area that's been driest has been the eastern areas of Argentina, and particularly some of the growing areas in Buenos Aires. So that's an area to watch. Southern Brazil is going to continue to stay dry this week, but there may be some showers and thunderstorms moving in there this weekend. So Rio Grande do Sul is a state that we're really watching in southern Brazil. And that's probably the area in Brazil over the next week we have to watch the most. It does look like as we go through next week, Argentina, Paraguay, and southern Brazil will be the areas that will have the least coverage of rainfall. So it's not going to be bone dry everywhere down there, but those are the areas where the coverage will be not as great and the conditions most variable. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat open at 974.5, up 4.5, last trade up 8.25. The Chicago Board of Trade March wheat open at 939.75, up 6.75, last trade up 6.5. July 881 up 2, last trade up 4.75. December $9.5 up 1, last trade up 4.25. March corn opened at 496.75, down 1.5. Last trade down 4.25. July, 518 down 1. Last trade down 4.25. December, 509.25. Down 0.5. Last trade down 4.75. March of 2009, opened at 516 down 3/4. Last trade down 3.25. December of 2009, 488.75. Down 1.25. Last trade down 3/4. March beans, opened at 1244 up 1. Last trade down 10.25. July, 1281 up 5.75. Last trade down 9.25. November, 1232 unchanged on the open. Last trade down 10.25. March soybean meal open at 334.60 down 40, last trade down 260. March soybean oil open at 5207 up 6, last trade down 38. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Overnight, Pete, we tried mightily to close higher, but we couldn't hold the gains in wheat, corn, and beans. Are you expecting a little bit of a lower, softer tone today?
We are looking at that. They're calling beans 8 to 10 lower, corn 3 to 5 lower. Wheat, they're still talking a hair higher, but wheat was up 25 to 30 at one time last night. So Minneapolis wheat still holding up the wheat. If it would ever break, we could see wheat lower also.
Do you look for Minneapolis wheat then to come up higher today?
Wheat today, we're looking Minneapolis to be 20 to 30 higher.
Ah, so a pretty strong opening there. What are the fundamental features, if any, from over the weekend that traders are focusing on this morning?
They're looking at the rains in South America and improved weather there for corn, beans, and also the sharply lower prices in the world financial equity markets.
What's crude oil doing at the moment?
Crude oil is down about $1.30 tonight. At the moment, and the S&P is down, the Dow is down. All of those are helping maybe push the grains lower.
So what are we left today? What kind of strategies are you putting in place for the week when you talk to your hedgers?
Well, we are trying for the last few days to put the puts on corn and beans below the market. With it going down now, those puts will be more expensive, but trying to put a floor under the market.
Are any of your customers looking at bulk call spread options?
Some are looking at that, doing that, especially if they've about sold out, looking for higher prices to come back into the spring and doing that, buying a nearby call and selling a further out call against it some people are doing that on the puts, also doing the puts the same way. So you've got both happening depending on the situation of the client.
What's your thinking about how the market's going to trade this week? Are you looking sideways and choppy?
We're looking at it to be bouncing around today down. If we can't go down in two lows, we could easily bounce back tomorrow and just be a sideways back and forth market unless the equity markets of the world really push it lower.
Turn your attention over to CME Group Livestock. What are the pertinent features there today?
We're really looking at pretty much mixed there. Hogs are going to try again to make a little bit higher, but again, we're looking at both higher and lower mixed in both cattle and hogs.
Pete, thanks for filling in today. Much
Thank
appreciative.
You.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Generally, he joins us on Tuesday mornings on the pre-opening commodity market report. We thank him for filling in today. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at wiloag.org.